panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Thank you. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples, and we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in from whichever lands and places you are tuning in from, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I'm your host for this show, Out of the Pan, a show covering pansexual issues on a very important day. And before we get to how you can get in touch with the show, 3CR is having a garage sale. And you could be looking for a new houseplant, book, CD for that special someone, some vintage sports apparel. So get along to the garage sale right now. It's happening till 3 p.m. We are in the 3CR car park. It's rain or shine. It's rain at the moment, but bring the brolly, as they say, hang out under the marquee. So it's pretty sheltered. Bargains, heaps of 3CR merch, and it all goes to help us support the fabulous community station that is 3CR. Once again, today, right now, right here, right now, until 3 p.m. So, yep, come down to the garage sale, and no, we're not selling a garage. Someone had to do that one. And that's the sort of humour you'll get on this show. If you're tuning in for the first time, having not heard any of the previous 939 shows, yes, there will be puns. Don't say you weren't warned. If you want to comment on the puns or anything else, you can do so. outofthepan855@gmail.com. SMS 61456-751-215. Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, Instagram, @SalGoldSaidSo, and that's the bottom line. Post on Facebook, Sally Goldner and Out of the Pan 3CR, 855 AM Melbourne. Postal address, PO Box 1277 Collingwood, but don't come to the postal address for the garage sale. It's much bigger than that. Any opinions I express on the show, strictly my own. And we've got to thank Out of the Blue, diving deep for the marine news as they always do. 3CR keeping an eye on stories that perhaps, you know, sort of in the fallout of the news cycle, the mainstream news cycle. Great show on the ongoing, I'd say crisis. Not that I'm an environmental expert, but the algae bloom issue over in South Australia. 3CR keeping you up to date on all the issues with alternative viewpoints. Will be probably content notes today because of the particularly the first topic. So I will mention QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania. 1800 184527. Rainbow Door 1800 729 367. I'll say that again. 1800 729 367. And SMS Rainbow Door 0480 017246. Because a couple of topics to talk about today. Ongoing issues to do with elders and seniors. This seems to be an emerging topic, so I want to have a chat about that if we get time. Also, have a look at today's, and I know, and I posted about this on my own social media timeline and got what I think are appropriate responses. Today's International Day of Tolerance. Do we grit our teeth? We'll talk about that. But the content note gets raised right off the bat, so we do have to talk about a difficult topic, but we are in that week where we come up to Trans Day of Visibility, which happens on the 20th of November every year, this week, therefore, on this Thursday. And what is Trans Day of Remembrance, which has been observed annually since 1999, so we're over a quarter of a century in. It does talk about the continued violence directed towards trans people or transgender, diverse, non-binary, if you so choose. Founded in 1999 by a small group including Gwendolyn Ann Smith, Nancy Nangarini and Jahira De Alto to memorialise the murders of black trans women, Rita Hester in Alston, Massachusetts and Chanel Pickett in Watertown, Massachusetts. And in 1998, Gwendolyn Ann Smith was surprised to realise that none of her friends remembered Pickett or her murder 3 years earlier, saying it had been forgotten. And then there was another murder at virtually, certainly in the same state of the US. So the first T-Doors took place in November 99 in Boston and San Francisco in November, because Hester and Pickett's deaths occurred in this month. And obviously in those days we had less communications and less equity of access. So two cities, but now observed very many times, 185 cities. And I'll give you a couple of bits of info on where you can observe T-Dor. Transgender Victoria is holding a vigil at Collingwood Town Hall this Thursday. I'll mention that now. Trans Day of Remembrance Vigil, you can get tickets, and that's, I would add, obviously a free event, but just so that people know who's coming and all that sort of thing. 5:30 till 8 for the Trans Day of Remembrance Vigil 2025 at Collingwood Town Hall on Hoddle Street. Lots of buses and trains at access. Collingwood Station within a very short distance away, and lots of buses coming in from the east, eastern suburbs, to get to Collingwood Town Hall, and from the south, the 246 comes up from Elstonwick. There you go. So it's an event presented by Transgender Victoria in partnership with Yarra Libraries and City of Yarra. Speakers and performances starting 5:45. Entry remains open for the retiring event. Registration encouraged but not required. And there'll be a social connection hour with Light. Light refreshments, I beg your pardon. But there's also, I think, and this is important, a chance to remember and share stories of our lost trans loved ones, if you'd like to do that. For someone you've lost in the last 18 months, register your interest at events at tgv.org.au. There is a family space, a sensory space, and the main vigil space, all located on the ground level, and the vigil will have Auslan interpretation. So check out for other events, once again, transmonth.org.au. That's the one that's happening here in Melbourne/NAM. And we'll remember the names, talk about those we've lost, think about them, hold them in our hearts, and there can be vigils, services and other things. So, it is an ongoing issue. And of course, you know, the proverbial elephant in the room is the ongoing, I'm going to use the phrase anti-trans speech, or I think a lot of what is passed by mainstream media and the far right as trans debate, in my opinion, is hate speech. Ridicule, incite hatred, vilify, are common lay definitions of hate speech. And, you know, the idea that a whole group of people don't know their own lives, that is ridiculous to me. We do. So that's ridicule. Obviously, things that imply that we're automatically offenders for being who we are, or we put people at risk, you know, that's hate speech. So certainly there's, you know, it's out there. But this can be, as much as it's obviously a solemn occasion, and it's to some extent why Trans Day of Visibility emerged in March 31st. So we have a day to, you know, just truly be celebrate trans. We'll come back to that in celebrating and things in the next segment. It's why, but this day we'll need it forever. I hope we never have any more names added. I say this every year, but you know, we don't want to forget, like what happened to, Gwendolyn Ann Smith, found that, you know, her friends had been forgotten in 3 years, in terms of, Chanel Pickett. We don't want to forget those we've lost, we'll say, too early. And whilst we can often look at violence in terms of inflicted by people directly and only physical violence, of course there's psychological and verbal violence, which I just touched on, and also, when people internalise that violence and, you know, therefore perhaps get down about it, that's a form of violence as well. So, there's all sorts of violence, but it can be a time just to remember those we lost, who may have died through other causes. I, it just came to my mind. We had a wonderful contributor in the early 2000s, one of many, of course, but just one that flashed to my mind, Jenny Phillips, who came out later in life but eventually passed away through cancer. And, you know, these are the people we miss. And perhaps linking into another segment, I want to start talking about, you know, the issues that trans seniors face as we lose our friends and may have had less connection. I mean, whilst totally acknowledging where things are far from perfect, you know, the fact that younger people can come out earlier, you know, have a fuller life, the few friends that older trans people may have had, are we losing them? So there's lots of issues to discuss here, and I think it's a good time to discuss them. We have to discuss them, and certainly I'm going to start covering more of them on this show. You know, it's because I think there is a bit of a gap going on. Something that has been covered well, thanks to roving reporter, Hello Roving. Glad to have you connecting with the show as one of our awesome listeners. Remember, all shows on 3CR don't have regular listeners. We have awesome ones, including Out of the Pan. And Roving sent me a picture from Casey Cardinia Pride, which, as far as I can tell, is on Instagram. We made a little bit of history today, says Casey Cardinia Pride. For the first time, the trans flag was raised at Bunjil Place, and someone had the great honour to raise the flag. What a day. Casey, LGBTIQ advisor, is pictured, along with support of a number of Casey councillors, about five or six of them, six or seven. There's a wonderful trans and gender diverse community in the southeast, and we celebrate each other and every one of you. You are beautiful and we honour you. Happy Trans Awareness Week is what's on the post. And Roving has said some wonderful news where the trans flag was flying for the first time at Bunjil Place, along with support of local new councillors. You know, so I remember, said the now 60-year-old, 10 years ago, there was a bit of a to-do in Casey with a homophobic/transphobic councillor, you know, who was against even non-council run or funded organisations getting LGBTI diversity training. And this person said that it was the state government interfering, telling the local government what to do. That's right, that was the councillor who didn't even know that the Local Government Act was an act of state parliament. So I think she missed the induction session. So it's great to see this happening. I'm with you, Roving. Roving acknowledges the work of Queer Officer Miranda Luck and the hardworking Ren Trumath, who made it happen, who does great work with the Casey Cardinia Pride Group. It's great that we have council pride groups. From my memory, the first was over in the Inner West, Hobson's Bay, with thanks to Intersex Councillor Tony Briffer, who got that rolling. And, of course, many of the local councils have one now. Roving's also messaged in again. Has popped it through, yeah. Thank you, Roving, for that news. Great to see it. If you've got news of, you know, any TDOV events happening this week, coming up, pop them through to me on all those contacts, out of the pan 855 at Gmail, SMS 61456 751215, Twitter Mastodon Blue Sky, Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, Facebook Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne, and my page Sally Goldner. In the meantime, having opened up with Gender Optimised from Jade Star's Dread Circus, Gender Optimised 2.0, no, not quite like Matt Hardy version 2 or anything, that was the wrestling reference at 19 minutes and 13 seconds into the hour. There it was, and totally spontaneous. It is around the middle of November, so I think it's appropriate that we play this track from the Whitlams recording, Introducing the Whitlams. No surprises for guessing which one it is. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Little song about a man called Garth and a little boy who wanted to be tiled with the same brush. He learned Latin, held his head up high, and he hated the liberals, though he didn't know why. There were reasons.
How long have you got?
There are always reasons.
How long have you got?
Little boy is on the stage tonight, his name is Anthony.
Tommy Hayes and he's doing all right. They both went to the same local Canberra school, but Stevie was 1972. What a party.
A big day for both of us.
Big reason to party. Day a bush ranger was slaughtered and Gotham betrayed. November 11th, he wouldn't survive. The governor general in 75. November 11th,
a big day for all of us.
I said November 11th, Ned Kelly died. Our shame brains are shame. We all cried for you, Gotham. You, Gotham. You, Gotham. Here we got Whitlam. You, Gotham. You, Gotham. You, Gotham. Here we got Whitlam.
Social Change Library is an online collection of educational resources for those involved in community campaigns and social engagement. It collects, curates and distributes e-lessons from progressive movements from around Australia and across the globe. The library includes over 1,400 resources covering campaign strategy, community organising, activist history, digital campaigning, justice, equity, diversity and inclusion, and much, much more. It's free to access the library, so check out the collection at www.commonslibrary.org.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally-made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan, with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from the Whitlams and Gough. Yes, big talk about that because, of course, it is the 50th anniversary of the dismissal this week. And the dismissal, if, in case you and some people may not be aware, was happened in 1975. The Whitlam government didn't have control of the Senate after some defections and movement to crossbenches and things, and the Fraser Liberal National Opposition blocked the supply, which creating a bit of a constitutional crisis, somewhat, we'll say it in the extent of the ballpark of the situation that's just finished in America with the government shutdown and all that sort of thing. Whitlam decided to call a double election, double dissolution of parliament, so both houses of parliament up for election, went off to see the Governor-General, but the Governor-General had made up his mind to do his own thing. The big problem was Whitlam didn't tell the Senate after they suddenly decided to get supply through for Labor to stall it, otherwise it would have been stuck. So supply went through, houses could be dissolved, and then history was then happened. And, well, may we say, God save the Queen, etc. So it's been an ongoing source of debate. Was there interference from other governments overseas? America's been allegedly spoken about. What was the role of the Queen and other people in Britain? Who knows? But it certainly didn't seem, many people believe, it didn't seem like a fair process. Should someone with no accountability to the Australian people and the Governor-General have made that decision? Lots of debate about it. From a political point of view, was Gough Whitlam the last major progressive reformist we ever had? The Hawke-Keating era from 1983 to 6 was, some might say, neoliberal economic. Others would disagree. The Howard era, well, my honest personal opinion, as I say, any opinions I express on this show are strictly my own, that's where this country started to go off track. We could sort of genuinely agree to disagree. There seemed to be parties putting forward positive ideas of leadership and policy, and then economically, socially, and other things. Well, we haven't really recovered since. The Rudd-Gillard-Rudd era tried to do some things, but constant stymieing, and let's not mention 2013 to 22, and now we're in nothing land. As I keep saying, when it comes to trans issues, does Anthony Albanese need a guts transplant surgery or guts affirmation surgery? Anyway, that's a fair debate. If you have any thoughts on that, on trans and queer issues, let me know. Roving has SMS'd in this time. You're keeping me on my mouse on my toes, my mouse finger on my toes or something like that. That's very twisting my metaphors. Have I managed to see any of the iconic bands that played live recently in our city? Akadaka, Metallica or Oasis? A lot of people from a generation had a booming good time. Bad pun there, lol. Melbourne has come alive. No, didn't see Metallica or Oasis, but a friend of mine who was going to go with someone tonight, the someone else may not be able to go, and I might get a freebie tonight to the G. So possibly I will report back if either way, and if I go, with what it was like and whether my ears have survived. And I forgot to pull the miles of spare earplugs that I had in my bedroom drawer. I forgot to pull them out this morning before I left home. Okay, so if next week I can't listen to my own music on the show, that'll be my problem. Melbourne has come alive. Bit of debate. Amel and the Sniffers are due to support AC/DC tonight, and there's been a bit of debate that they had to cancel a concert in the Federation Square area because it might have been too big and could have caused a safety issue. I don't really know how that would have gone ahead in the first place. Now, look, I know nothing about... I know what Amel and the Sniffers, that they're a band. They're sort of a very heavy metal thrash type of band. And the only reason I know, and by gosh, another spontaneous wrestling reference, the second time I ever did Ring Crew was for a gig headed up by the Smashing Pumpkins, headed by Billy Corrigan, who now owns a wrestling promotion called the NWA. So they did wrestling matches in between the bands, the local support band, Jane's Addiction, Amel and the Sniffers, and Smashing Pumpkins. So that's how I know about them. See, aren't I cool for a 60-year-old? Maybe not. Anyway, that's another thought. Another message from Roving Reporter. jumping back to the email, outofthepan855@gmail.com, update about Casey. Some of the local radio stations have had very conservative management, and sadly it takes local councils to initiate great change and progress. Great to see a massive change in that area. Yeah, look, that's a good point, Roving. You're certainly on the job today. The story of how Joy 94.9 started sort of comes from that, where its founder, John Oliver, was on a suburban community station, and this was in the 90s, and wanted to do a World AIDS Day special, and there was, will it scare the horses? And it went ahead, and there wasn't a problem. There was a positive reception, but that's where John had the idea of, to use the language of the 90s, a gay and lesbian station, now LGBTIQA plus station. So, sometimes, what is it? There's a saying about this, pain out of gain. I'll have to look up my favourite quotes or something and see if I can find it for you. Councils do a great job, as I said earlier. Tony Briffer initiating one of, if not the first, certainly one of the first LGBTIQA plus advisory groups here in Melbourne metro area over in Hobson's Bay, and of course many have had them since, and they're still needed. Of course the issues are changing and evolving as we move more into trans and intersex. I should get someone on from with variation of sex characteristics. What can local councils do intersex inclusion? Do health services need to understand these issues? There's a question. There we go. Still haven't got to tolerance now. International Day of Tolerance. I sort of saw this and I thought, well, I'll post about it, and got what I would responses, well, that were confirmation bias. Tolerance is just such an irritating, grating, grit teeth sort of word. Some of my friends who commented on the separate post about this, I'm just going to scroll down to some of them. It grates on me. I prefer affirmation and acceptance, but refuse to be tolerated. One another said tolerance condescending. And look, I'd agree with that. Tolerance to me says we're going to put up with something. Put up with something. We'll put up with it with someone different. Cis people are going to put up with trans. Heterosexual are going to put up with gay, lesbian, bi. White with black. No, you don't put up with someone just because they're different. You just take the person as they come, each person as they come, at a minimum, try to be kind, and certainly look for what needs to be done for that person as an individual, whether it's to do with their attribute, whether that be skin colour, gender, sexuality, ability/disability, neuroprocessing, etc., and go from there. So you don't tolerate people. Now, when I used to do diversity training, I haven't done this one in a while because it's a sometimes busy exercise and takes a bit of time, and you need a bit of time. And nowadays, with budgets cut, you don't get time to do this one. But there's a scale that was developed by someone called Riddell, RIDDELL, Riddle Me One Batman or anything like that. And the Riddell scale is an idea where the attitudes are asked about LGBTIQA+, but it could be used for any group, I suppose. What was it like when you're at school, and what's it like now in your workplace? And there are 8 sort of levels to this. At the level 8, the lowest, if you like, is abhorrence. 7 is pity. 6th is tolerance, which is where most people often put themselves and then go, huh, what? 5th is acceptance, which implies there's something to accept about someone. Well, you don't accept someone because they're different. And then you get into some positives once you get up to level 4, support, admiration, and affirmation. I think there's another one beginning with A, and I've forgotten it, but I will look it up. And then the top one is that you value or celebrate diversity, which sort of needs to happen. Now, of course, all the right-wing nut jobs spying on this program will accuse me of being woke. Oh dear, what a terrible appreciation is the other word I'm after. And it actually is the Riddle scale. I'm not Riddell at all. I beg your pardon. I need to freshen up on that. As in Riddle Me One, developed in 1973 by Dorothy Riddle. The scale is acceptance is, as I say, number five, support, and then admiration, then appreciation, and then, the top level, according to the Wikipedia article, is nurturance. I think we can do better than that. Celebration, valuing, all that sort of thing. So there's something useful to consider. Roving is with it again. Love this tolerance issue. A great example is where I hear a blokey radio presenter said on air, "I don't mind Mardi Gras." Oh, isn't that nice of the blokey radio presenter? Isn't that nice? You don't mind it. Depending on who the gender and whether the person is cisgender or trans, unlikely, the blokey radio presenter could be gay or bisexual. But isn't it nice that heterosexuals don't mind Mardi Gras? I know you just use that as a hypothetical example, but they don't mind commercial celebrations of gay and lesbian being taken over by corporatization in a large part. But let's say it had been Pride March. I mean, same sort of thing. I'll just stop. I'll put my tongue back in take it out of my ear and put it back in my mouth, etc. I totally agree with you, Robin, that these are the sort of things that people think are progress. Or, the other one is particularly when the debate emerged with the fabulous Mitch Brown declaring his bisexuality to be the first past or present AFL men's gay men's player to openly declare being, in his case, bisexual. Still no one gay, but perhaps that's a more hair-splitty point. People saying, "Oh, this isn't an issue anymore." Well, the fact that Mitch Brown had to be the first in 2025 means it flapping well is an issue. That's sort of a sort of hidden form of tolerance. Oh, we're not saying anything bad. We're not being really as nasty as we were 20 years ago. No. And we need to, of course, keep having these discussions, which is why we need 3CR. And, you can support us. You can become a monthly donor, for example, to support 3CR and support our queer programming. That's why we need to keep having these discussions until, by any measure, there is no legal, social, economic discrimination, mental health stuff says that for LGBTIQA plus people, our mental health is no worse, all other things being equal, compared to heterosexual, cisgender, endosex people, etc. All those sorts of things. So, that's why we keep striving. And so, very much links in with Trans Day of Remembrance, things like we don't just tolerate things. We need to, first wipe out all negativity, and then, obviously, simultaneously build positivity. All right. That's enough for me for a while. I've had an SMS come in, which I'll have a look at while we play some musics. What musics will I play here? There's so much choice to play. Let's have a little bit of Wendy Rule and a track called Radiate. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand. Out of the Pan with Sally.
And now you're here, and now you're strong. Seems so long ago that I offered that song, but my heart was aflame, and I'd known you so long, through eons and eons and eons and eons, and oh, it was beautiful. And now you're here, and your heart is true, and the blessings that
and your hands are alive with a grace that was gifted to you by the sun and the moon, and your beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from Wendy Rule and Radiate from the album Guided by Venus. And that's a song Wendy wrote dedicated to her son Ruben, who... We virtually, for a long time, Wendy Rule fans, when she was living in Australia, we virtually saw Ruben grow up in front of us from a little kiddish knitter to a wonderful young man. There you go. Yes, tolerance. Had a message in an SMS from Nigel, who's one of our recurring but perhaps a bit lurking listeners, who has sent a really good thing in called the paradox of tolerance. Now, if you can imagine a six-sided sort of three-dimensional cube, I always had fun trying to draw these in geometry. The paradox of tolerance disappears if you look at tolerance not as a moral standard but as a social contract. If someone does not abide by the terms of the contract, then they are not covered by it. In other words, the intolerant are not following the rules of the social contract of mutual tolerance. Since they have broken the terms of the contract, they are no longer covered by it, and their intolerance should not be tolerated. Ooh. Now, this is brilliant. And Nigel's then analysed it and said, younger me used to think we had to accept everything even if we disagreed but sit awkwardly. And that's why Nigel likes the sort of paradigm of tolerance. Nigel's popped in a link from medium.com. I'm going to pop that into the podcast link, so everyone can have a look at that. Hopefully, it will make a little more sense than with some visuals, as well as just the voice of radio. And Nigel's also just sent me another SMS. The model of a peace treaty differs from the model of a moral precept in some simple way. A peace treaty only extends to those willing to abide by its terms. It's an agreement to live in peace, not an agreement to be peaceful, no matter the conduct of others. These are good points. This is a really well thought out thing. You've just got to be able to translate that so right-wing nutjobs can understand it. Anyone up for that challenge? Give me a huge pot of coffee and, well, I'll give it a shot. All right. Tolerance, the riddle scale, the paradigm, all sorts of things. Roving has come in and said, great to see it if you do go, if you feel safe there. I'll be fine. The crowd can get a bit blokey, so love an update. I think a lot of hard rock and metal bands, I think there's a lot more queer positivity nowadays. It's not like I'm, going to do it and wear anything outrageous or anything, so who cares? And the Sniffers have been nominated for a Grammy this year, says Roving. They are an amazing band live. Yep, so if I get there for the support and see and my ears survive a bit of it, I will let you know, Roving. As I say, not sure yet what the GO is. But all will be revealed in the fullness of time. Keep running out of time on the show. There's always so much to talk about and discuss. So what will we do next? I'm going to get started, I think, on this issue of seniors and elders. I'm just beginning to feel like we're beginning to hit somewhat of, I'm going to say, a flood of issues emerging here. I don't want to use the word crisis. It can be overblown and overdone. But there's certainly an issue emerging in places like Australia, particularly Melbourne, where people are beginning to have some degree of quality of life as LGBTIQA+ people. But we now sort of are beginning to live, which is a nice thing to have happen. But what happens as we get older? Nigel's just come in to paraphrase another quote. Their right to swing their fist ends where my nose begins. That's one way of putting it. An interesting one in the concept of tolerance, Nigel. There's some philosophy there. But, as an older queer, I totally acknowledge, of course, we wanted to make, we want to make things better for our youth. We saw our youth neglected. First, I'll say gay and lesbian, then I'll say LGB, although I never liked the use of the term same-sex attracted, which erases by bisexual people at any age. We're seeing, of course, the attack on trans youth, the banning in America of gender-affirming care, the horrible situation in Queensland on that. And the general attack back on trans of all ages. So there's all these issues. We need to support and value and celebrate our queer, including trans youth. The problem is, do we forget about queer and, including trans elders, and not just elders in the literal numerical age sense of the word. So I might add the term seniors. Elders as in, the people who did fight when, biased as I may be, there was no funding, we did everything voluntarily, and now at least there's some. And, we have things like Give Out Day, which raise lots of money for queer communities and queer orgs, but doesn't really pay people. So there's that aspect. But, talking to a couple of older people at the Gender Revel Friday a week ago, a lot of older queers are really scared about housing insecurity. We never thought we'd face these things, particularly in Melbourne, where we have overinflated housing prices. And, I'm not just buying a house. I'm not talking buying a house. Of course, I'm talking rental, and the rental, well, that is a crisis for all people. But of course, the more marginalised you are, the better. And I'll just say that to some extent at the moment, I'm facing a degree of what I'm going to call housing insecurity and instability, which is quite frightening, for someone who's 60. And I'm sure it is for anyone at any age, but when you've never really thought this could happen, because you kind of had this hope the world in its way would keep getting better, and we see the ridiculous rise of the right wing, which I know can be overinflated, but it's still scary. So that's one issue. We've got this issue where so many people of all ages, but I think are coming out later in life with autism and ADHD, which I've touched on during this year. But it seems for queer people, it's, as I've used this phrase many times before, we've got the topsoil effect, where things get buried underneath, and the ADHD and or autism doesn't come out till later. How do we unmask? Do we know what the mask that we're wearing looks like? All these sorts of things. And here's one that'll really, I know it's only, we've got 8 minutes left in the show and running out of time, but I'm going to raise this. A lot of the queer pioneers, I'm only looking at a Victorian / Australian point of view, were white. Now, yes, we need to have diversity, acknowledge people of colour, but how do we hold space for those people, when we do need to look at seniors? And I'm sure, of course, there were people of colour, queer people of colour doing work in days and years gone by, but we can't eradicate someone's work just because sometimes they were the people doing it, and there was more less queer people of colour visibility and more white visibility. I don't think there's anything, I'm happy to be queried on that, but let's have that debate constructively and carefully. These are a lot of debates we need to start having, because a lot of, I look at a lot of the people I saw in the queer communities, and is their work, being honoured? Yes, it was. I have to say, it was very nice to get an award at the Gender Revel Friday week ago. Felt very appreciated. But there's lots of others who maybe haven't been. Is it time we change that? What do we do about it? All of these sorts of things. There's many, many other issues that we need to cover, and I'm sure others will be more. So I'm going to be focusing on this in coming weeks, possibly months, put a bit of a strategic purpose into this show. I can't claim to speak for young people. I don't, I can listen to the issues and have some understanding and find similarities and contrasts, but obviously I can't speak for young people because I'm not. I need to be an ally to young people, but I hope in return we can be allies to each other and have these conversations and promote intergenerational learning. And I think it's something that fits in line with 3CR. So I'd welcome your thoughts on this, listeners. What do you think about queer elders issues? Have a couple of messages and then come back and better wrap this up and make way for freedom of species. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Tune in to On Screen and find out more about what's on the big and the small screen each Saturday, 11 a.m. till 12 noon on 3CR. It's a program on film, on filmmakers and on film festivals. It's called On Screen, but it's on the radio, 3CR.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
That indeed is us, 3CR Radical Radio, at around 5 to 1. So I'd better make my way out of here and make way for Freedom of Species. And today, Freedom of Species is covering the issue of ethics and issues of lab-grown meat. There's an interesting one. They always get to the heart of their specific issues, like all the great shows on 3CR, Rotations at 2, Queering the Air at 3, and Salaam Radio Show at 4. So make sure you tune in for all the great radio on 3CR. And once again, don't forget that garage sale, which is still happening until 3 p.m. right in the 3CR car park at the back of the station. Anyway, I'm out of here. Thanks, Roving and Nigel, for your great comments. Thanks to all the listeners tuning in. I'll take it out today with a track just to show that these, us militant lefties can laugh at ourselves or something. This one's Becky Cole from her live album of some years ago. Called Lifeboats, which, you know, sort of has a bit of a laugh at gender stereotypes in a way. And I was going to play from the same double CD, the Winners 2006 compilation, Becky Cole with Gina Jeffries and Sarah Story, Galleries of Pink Glass, and that wouldn't have been dedicated to the Coalition and their debate over net zero. Never, never, never. Anyway, so I'll take it out with Becky Cole and Galleries and Lifeboat. Thanks, Roving and Nigel. Thanks, all listeners, for tuning in. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.
I am woman, but I won't roar. That old chestnut's done before. Aren't you glad your sweet old mother burned her bra? There are girls in history braver than we need to be. Now we keep our husband's balls in a jar. We're not allowed to let a man open the door. I don't think we teach our sons that anymore. But do we still get to use the lifeboats first? When the ship is going down, will we get what we deserve? Fortune curse if we don't get to use the lifeboats first. Where have all the flowers gone? Moving up and moving on. Now we're working with a new philosophy. Work hard, get rich, scare the men and be a bitch, and then fall asleep alone by the TV. Divorce just comes along with no surprise. We just take a husband to accessorize. But do we still get to use the lifeboats first? When the ship is going down, will we get what we deserve? Do we still get to use the lifeboats first? She's director of the company. Pity's her fortune cursed if we don't get to use the lifeboats first. And God bless our flag waving mothers as we build the big ass freeways on the trails that they blazed. But you've got to wonder, are there things they didn't tell their daughters lost somewhere in the purple haze? Do we still get to use the lifeboats first? When the ship is going down, will we get what we deserve? Do we still get to use the lifeboats first? She's director of the company, but is her fortune cursed if we don't get to use the lifeboats first? Ship is going down. Can we put it in reverse? Do we-
and cats if we don't.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.